Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, g'day everyone and welcome to All Talk with Jason Hoyt and Mike Minogue. God, it's so great to have your company. It's so great that we're in a new year. Mike Minogue looking very healthy as always, my friend. I'll just paint a picture for the audience if I could. A lovely tight white t-shirt, casual sort of slacks, and of course your obligatory jandals this time of year.
Absolutely. I'm thoroughly enjoying my jandals. I was gifted. And Happy New Year, Jace.
And to you, mate.
I was gifted some Birkenstocks recently, but they just take a bit too long to wear in.
Yeah.
I find. So I always find myself sort of reaching for them, and then, no, I'm just going to go with me trusty old jandals.
I don't know what it is about Birkenstocks, but I just think of German tourists.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And for some reason, when I put them on, I envisage someone with a little fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a little backpack and something like that. Maybe some khaki shorts.
Yeah.
That sort of
little
thing.
Little Hitler moustache.
I just can't. I'm like you. I'm finding them too they take too long to wear in, which is my issue with them.
And I find it they come quite a long way up the side of your feet,
so they don't
completely cover the top of your feet, but they're sort of doing that. They're like a half pipe for your foot.
Yeah,
you know.
Pretty much.
Anyway, I'm not into them. But I just wanted to say it's great to see. I haven't seen you for a month now. This is revealing something to our listeners. We actually, we pulled the wool over your eyes out there in the world there, the old podcast listeners, because we pre-recorded about 4 episodes, didn't we?
We did, mate,
just to see us through the break and allow us to stay at home with our family and things. So in previous episodes, we might have been describing fairly vaguely our Christmas and New Year's experience. That's because we probably recorded those episodes in November.
Well, look, the reality is, We're committed to the podcast, of course. We're absolutely committed to it. But there's no way in a month of Tuesdays, mate, that I'm going to come in here, Christmas Day or New Year's week and crap on with you about stuff when I could be sunning myself. I could be going for swims, doing a bit of fishing, lazing around the house.
Screaming at the kids.
Why we're screaming at the kids and the wife. Why would I do that? And it is 2021 and I don't know about you, mate, but a lot of people are going, God, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest about it. 2021 has all the potential to be an absolute shithouse year.
I mean, it could be the worst year on record.
I mean, we thought 2020 was bad. This could be an absolute shitter.
Well, I'll tell you what, I actually had a great 2020.
Yes.
I mean, I really did. It's one of the best years of my life. And I know, people have had their own problems. And I'm meant to feel guilty about that and say, the other thing you're meant to do is say, I know it's been hard for people out there, but I've had a good year. You can't just say, I've had a good year.
Yeah.
You have to worry about the kind of year everybody else has had. You have to be concerned about everybody else's feelings. Mm. Well, the truth is I'm not.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
I'm not. I don't care.
And why should you be?
Exactly.
And the reality is, of course, a terrible situation with COVID, and it is terrible and stuff, but you're on a beautiful island. You're next to a magnificent, you're in a beautiful little area. You can go for swims every day.
I can go for swims.
You've got your young family going on.
Yeah,
you don't have to come into town all the time. Why would you give a shit about anyone else?
I mean, there's
no reason for it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, if you've had a shit, tough tits. You know what I mean?
And you're the same. I know you're very much the same. I mean, obviously, you've had issues. You've been burgled 3 times last year.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah.
You had that small kitchen fire, which meant you couldn't stay at home for a while.
The roof collapsed.
Yeah.
The hot water cylinder exploded. But shit happens.
Dog got run over, but lived.
Hey, but lived. Shit happens, Mike.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, the whole sort of shutdown, so many people protest about that and go, I don't want to be shut down. You can't tell me to stay in my home. I loved it, mate.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people.
No, no.
I mean, I don't like the general public.
No.
Why would I want to go out into the world?
No, well, you wouldn't.
And, so I was quite happy.
It's all the excuse you need, isn't it? When you've been told by the government that you need to stay home. Happy days.
Yeah.
Happy days.
You don't have to think of an excuse
anymore. And they're even chucking money around.
Well, exactly.
I mean, I know you've got more money than you know what to do with. You couldn't believe it when they're throwing cash at it, but hey, I'll take it.
That was the best paid couple of months I've ever had in my life. But, you know, so 2021, welcome to you all. We do actually appreciate you listening to the podcast. And, of course, as always, we really appreciate your feedback. So keep that coming in.
Yes.
We do actually look at it. Hey, where are we with our great mate, Captain Nancy?
Captain Nance. Well, you
just
know.
Maybe let the listeners just
a little bit of an update. I mean, it was good maybe a month or so ago now that we heard from our old mate, Captain Nancy, who's a qualified astronaut. And then she took a detour into peacekeeping in Afghanistan, where she has found a treasure chest containing $7.5 million, US dollars. And she's looking to send that away to us, and she's going to give us 30% of that.
30% of 7.5.
Well, pretty good. We're looking at about 3 mil New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to take
nice.
It. I guess we'll have to take it into the bank. In small amounts.
Denominations.
Yeah, just as, you know.
Or we could do, you know, maybe buy gold or something like that.
Yeah, bullion.
You remember that guy that pulled that huge scam with the beneficiary? He posed as an old person.
Oh,
and he had about, like, 50 identities.
Yeah.
He reached that point where he was getting so much money that he's just started buying gold and stacking it in his attic.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we could look at that money laundering.
We haven't got an attic.
No.
We've got a flat roof. I could just pile it up on there.
Yeah, no, we've got an attic, but it's very hot up there.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so we've been corresponding with Nancy. She wants to send us, she's heard the podcast, big fan of the podcast over in Afghanistan. Apparently it's very popular hearing us giving advice. And so she wants to send this to us. But Jason and I, we'd already had the experience with Maggie Tillerson, hadn't we, where she was looking to give us some money over the emails, and it turned out that was a scam.
Wasn't that $7.5 million as well?
That might have been, actually.
Yeah, strange that.
Yeah. And then, so anyway, we got back to Captain Nancy, who has been sending us bikini shots for some reason, but we weren't going to look a gift horse in the Stars and Stripes bikini, were we?
Certainly not.
Anyway, so we said, look, if you could just send us another photo with this week's coffee news in your bikini or not, that'd be great. She said, well, no, but I can write whatever you want on a piece of paper. And get a photo. She said it's going to be tough for her to get that photo because everybody's watching her over there, and I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised everyone's looking at her when she's walking around in that bloody bikini.
Yes, exactly.
So we asked her to write sicko on the piece of paper. Well, the news this week is she's done it. We've got the email come through. She said it's difficult for her to take the photo, but she has taken the photo outside in front of a tank with a great big smile on her face.
Can I just make an observation? Mm. She is really a very attractive woman.
She is. And
She's not wearing her bikini in this photo, but she's wearing her fatigues.
Her fatigues, that's right.
But she's
Got great teeth.
Yes.
I just point out, she looks very different in clothes.
Yes, she does.
And I don't mean that for the obvious reasons, although those still stand, but like her face looks completely different.
Mm.
I mean, she's still a white woman with a head. And brownish hair from the looks of things. But other than that, You wouldn't even think the people in the photos that we've been seeing are related. But,
yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure they are.
It's a trick photography, probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she has gone ahead. She has written sicko on this piece of paper with four O's outside in front of a tank with a big smile on her face.
That's now, nailed it for me.
Well, look, we've put her to the test.
Yep.
And she's come through with flying colours. Now, all she wants, she said, honestly, what you ask is very difficult for me because all our activities are monitored for security reasons, so I managed to do it through a civilian mobile phone. Since we don't make use of phone, I did it because what I ask you to assist me is very important, so on and so forth. Now, what she wants is our full names, home address to receive the treasure box.
Is she actually sending the treasure box?
The whole treasure box.
Right, okay. Now,
in my mind,
you're going to pay a bit in postal for that, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I hope she doesn't take it out of the 7.5. No. Well, that's got to come out of her end.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm envisaging a treasure chest.
Yes, so am I. Like a piratey one.
Yeah. With wood and sort of a brassy edging along it and a padlock on the front.
Absolutely.
It better not be in one of some big metal case I'll be spewing. Also, your country, your city, your phone number, your age, your occupation, and a scanned copy of any government authorized identity, like your international passport or driver's license, and also your nearest international airport. I mean, you know, whenever anybody sends me anything, they always want a copy of my driver's license.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it would seem so. I just want to make an observation, actually, looking at this email here. I mean, does this look computerized to you? I mean,
The email or the photo?
Well, no, the email. It looks very...
The whole email or the word sicko on the piece of paper?
No, the whole email.
Oh.
Just how they've outlined it and structured it. It just looks like it could be very...
Oh, like they've done it before.
Yeah, like it's been just sort of a generic kind of...
Well, she may have copy and pasted that from the post office requirements. I don't know what the Afghanistan post office or postal system is like. So it's possible that she's copy and pasted that from their website.
Well, look, I don't know about you, mate, but I'm keen to keep this moving.
Mm-hmm.
After the Tillerson debacle, you know, I think we were a little scarred by that, but
yeah.
I don't think you can let your previous experience influence your current experience.
Look, I showed this to the wife, and she said, look,
the bikini shot or just
I kept that one.
Good. If you put that in a different file somewhere,
folder. She works with computers a lot, and she told me 100% that has been written with a computer, the word sicko.
Oh, right, I see.
That's what she said. Now, you know, to be honest, I just think she's jealous.
Right, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's understandable. I mean, as we were just mentioning, even in her fatigues, she's a very attractive woman.
Well, not only that, we're married, but we still run what you earn is yours, what I earn is mine.
Oh, okay, you've got a separate account. So you're saying she's financially jealous.
So she'll be thinking, oh, God, he's going to have all this cash.
Well, you can say to her, you know, when it does come through this money, darling, I'm going to take you out on the town and we can have chips with everything tonight. You know, that might placate her a little bit.
You know, then they just start piling on the weight, don't they? You know what it's like.
I'll let you live with that one. Does your wife listen to this podcast?
Oh, you know, I try and put it on. I have it playing in the background 24/7.
And you just sort of stand around just sort of staring at her, watching it.
Well, waiting to see how it's going to go.
See if she laughed at it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't.
No.
So that's what she thought. And I thought, well, yeah, I don't know. That looks like, it just looks like really neat handwriting. And obviously we're going to put this up on Instagram. We'll find out. Now, something else that sort of, I don't know, piqued my concern was we got another email, Jase.
Yes.
Out of the blue from somebody else. And this email just was, you know, six words. And it just says, I have a proposal for you. Now, I can tell you what, that piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yes, immediately. No name or anything like that?
I mean, there's a bit of a name in the email, but it doesn't really, you know, just not signed off or anything. No hello, nothing. Just, you know, no nonsense.
Yeah, I have a proposal for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like the start of a great movie.
It is.
You know what I mean? Some dude or some woman's on the computer and then bing.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a proposal.
That's right. You know, maybe something's happened and, you know, he's going to be thrown out of his house. His fiance's broken up with him. He's absolutely destitute. He needs something to happen. And then this email comes through.
I have a proposal for you.
So I just emailed.
Can we call it the proposal?
The proposal.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I emailed back seven words, and I just said, me and Jase are keen as fuck.
Yes. Okay, so we wait with bated breath.
Well,
then.
No, I got an email back.
Oh, yes.
And it was from Captain Karen Johnson. Now, incredibly, Captain Karen Johnson has found $4.5 million in a cave in Afghanistan, a treasure box.
Jesus.
Now, it's exactly the same details with a different photo, not in a bikini. And I just thought, wow, that's a hell of a coincidence. So Captain Karen and Captain Nancy found a treasure box each when they were together, and they both want us to help them out.
It's extraordinary.
So they both must be listening to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I imagine they maybe play it in the base.
Oh, you know what I mean?
They put it on the
intercom. Yeah, yeah. They've both had the same thought at the same time,
yeah.
And they've contacted us separately. Now, I had a bit of a, you know, you and I had a conversation about it, and we just thought, well, why are we only going to take 30% of this?
Okay, yeah, I see where you're going.
We could speed things up a bit. So I said, look, Jase and I want 100% of the money, and if you don't give it to us, we will contact your commanding officer with your name, your rank, and the photo you have provided, and you will be put in front of a firing squad quicker than you can say, can we please have some bikini shots of you? Look forward to hearing from you, Mike and Jase.
Calling their bluff, huh?
Well, look, I mean, she's in deep shit.
Yeah.
Because what she's doing is completely illegal. I mean, this money belongs to, at, you know, certainly not her.
No, it's certainly not her money.
Certainly not us.
No.
But at least we're not criminals.
No.
She's stealing it from the Afghani people, I think.
There might be some who suggest that we're, you know, verging on the fringe of criminality in terms of blackmailing them into giving us the full amount of money. But
blackmail when you say, look, either you do this or we'll do that, which will have a bad effect?
Yeah, good question. Good question.
So, look, we'll just see how we go with that. And,
yeah, we'll keep people updated.
But if we get 100% of that, 4.5.
Yes.
And then we get 30% of the other.
7.5.
Mate, I'll tell you what.
Jesus.
This podcast can go fuck itself.
Yeah, I'm never doing another podcast in my life. In fact, I'm never working again, mate. I'm moving over to the island, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move over to the island.
Well, I'm going to go to Afghanistan and start looking through some caves.
Yeah, see if you can find some treasure chests. Hey, we've also got another message from JJ at Lovely Smiles, who wants to give us free teeth work.
Mate.
Lovely white teeth.
Oh, I love teeth.
And for all our family as well, I think, was part of the...
Or
just me and you.
Well, no, our wives.
Our wives, okay.
Which I thought was bloody generous.
Yeah, very generous of them.
But I don't know how much it includes. Like, my teeth, you know, I've got one missing up the back.
Yeah.
Really crooked downstairs.
Yeah.
You know? Could do with a lot. So I'm not too sure if JJ knows what he's or she is offering.
Yeah. Well,
because it's going to cost him tens of thousands of dollars.
You know, 35 years of durries.
Yeah.
You know, probably hundreds of thousands of coffees.
Yes.
All that sort of shit adds up, mate.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I don't know that he or she knows what the fuck they're taking on.
No,
here.
That's right.
And
also our wives.
Yeah. Well, my wife, her teeth are okay.
Yeah. They're okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not amazing.
No.
You know? They're not as good as they could be once JJ's finished with
them. Well, I mean, look, I'm bloody keen if he's keen.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about it is, like, we're not getting any younger.
No.
So, you know, as you say, mate, your teeth start yellowing up. I'm the same with the darts and the bloody coffees. You know, I just have black coffee.
Yeah.
And darts and darts and darts.
Yes.
And, you know, it does take a toll. Especially
when you start to wear the enamel off. That's the problem.
That's the thing, isn't it?
You know, and actually, you can't actually whiten teeth once that's happened.
No, that's right.
Well, we'll see. I mean, so are you going to reply to him?
Well, yeah, I just thought I'd see what you thought.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back. But, yeah, I just think we need to know, you know, how far are you willing to take this?
Yes. Implants?
Yeah, because that was a thing back in the day, wasn't it? They'd knock all your teeth out.
And just give you some dentures.
Well, I've got a mate whose mother, he's an older bloke, so she's even older than that. But she's from Ireland. And she went in for childbirth, and they put her under a general. When she woke up, she had twins, a boy and a girl, and they'd smashed all her teeth out.
How does that work?
Well, because it was considered that it'll be a pain in the ass for you dealing with your teeth for the rest of your life, so they knocked your teeth out. She was about 21,
right?
And gave you falsies. Now she not only did she not give permission, there was no conversation around it whatsoever. She was there for the kids. They knocked all her teeth out.
True story with my bloody uncle down on his farm in New Plymouth. There, he had falsies. They didn't fit very well. He went into his shed. Got on the grinder and just ground the buggers down. Seriously, man. Put them back into you. Oh, that's better. How Kiwi is that?
Yeah,
mate?
That's pretty
just
good.
Just on the grinder. Yeah. That's great. Well, yeah, just maybe see where he or she is at with that, what exactly it would entail.
Yeah.
I'll certainly put it to my wife.
Yeah.
And you can put it to yours.
Well, I know my wife, you know, she's keen for a bit of a whiten up, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, why not?
You know, and the thing about this is, Jace, you know, we can play this off like it's like you and I are paying for it. So don't go and tell the missus that, oh, we're going to get some free stuff.
Yeah.
You know, say, look, I've just noticed your teeth are looking pretty fucked at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, well,
to be fair, you're embarrassing me when we go out.
Yeah. So,
and I don't like making you laugh anymore because it grosses me out. Yeah.
And look, with what's coming in from Captain Nancy, look, we're going to be flush. So, look, it's on me, love. Exactly. Hey. Well, let's get into it, mate, because we've got a question here from Jess on the Insta.
Bit of general chat.
Yeah, which is a bit of a general chat with Jason Mike, which follows on this topic we've just been discussing about.
Attention!
It's general chat with Jason Mike.
Says here, dear Jason, Mike, I'm turning 41 in January and dreading it. That's this month, Jace.
Yep.
Any tips on how to age gracefully like you two have? At what age do you stop telling people how old you really are? Do I need to start buying anti-aging face cream now? Does that shit actually work? Did Botox work for you, Jace? Thanks in advance for the great advice. And, yeah, that's Jess on the Insta.
Well, it's a reflection of the society that we live in, isn't it, Mike, that we feel like we have to stay young and beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That we have to have tight bodies and tight faces and all that stuff. I'm a big fan. I'm a big, big fan of a mature woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and for some reason, you know, the idea of aging, I've really personally enjoyed aging. Mm. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because you reach a point when you reach a certain age where you simply don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And you reach a point in a certain age where you go, look, to be honest about all that stuff, I really can't be fucked.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
Mm.
So, what's your thought on it? I mean, you obviously look after yourself, Mike. I'm not saying you're a vain guy. I'm just saying that you like to look after your body as you get older. You work out. I know that you have a very strict yoga regime in the morning.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've, you know, I had a mother that used to fat shame me.
Were you fat?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
But she had a real...
Just in potential of you being
fat.
Yeah,
she had a real thing about fat people in general. And so, you know, I just sort of took that on subconsciously.
Yes.
So I've always worked to make... You know, and I'm not, as you've pointed out before, I'm never going to be huge.
No. It shaped you is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. So it's... And to be honest, I'm grateful for it. But as you get older, it is funny, isn't it? You sort of think, it's just tough shit. And as men, I think it's probably easier. There's a lot less pressure on us, isn't there?
Yeah.
But things do start falling apart. You know, I'm 44. Last year, I woke up, was going to a wedding, mate's wedding, back in Levin. I woke up in the morning and I had a black eye.
Right, okay.
Nothing had happened the night before. I hadn't been in a fight. Nothing gone on. I just had a black eye. So I had a burst blood vessel that had happened in my sleep and made it look like I'd been punched.
Right.
Now,
jeez, that's pretty dramatic.
Well, it was. Yeah. And also that didn't heal until probably November.
Yeah.
So I had that for about...
Wedding?
That was in January.
Right.
So you're walking around, and I'm pretty dark ringed around the eyes at the best of times.
Yes.
And I've got the bulging.
Yeah.
So I've got the bulging and the rings.
You got your bulgy eyes.
And then I've got a big black circle around them,
yeah.
Which is sort of like an arrow pointing at them. Has anybody seen these bulging eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
So that affected my confidence, you know, having to walk around with black eyes and looking like I'm absolutely a broken man. And so, you know, the missus had some eye creams at home. And so just to Jess's question there, do I need to start buying anti-aging face cream now? Does that shit actually work? It doesn't.
No.
It's an absolute waste of money, an absolute waste of time. What they're buying into is your lack of confidence.
Yes.
Which I had for a period there. Now I don't care again.
Well, the fact that you went from January to November with that same black bulging eye is a clear indication that it doesn't work.
Well, no, it doesn't.
And can I just make the point in terms of, you know, aging, one of the phenomenon that does begin to occur, which isn't so great, is if you do an injury to yourself – or something does happen to your body, it takes a great it takes ages for it to heal.
It really does.
That's another thing about aging.
Yeah, it's you're falling apart. So as far as I guess my point is, Jess, that I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're 41. You're a woman. You know, you're probably a beautiful woman all your life, and now you're starting to look around. You look in the mirror. Like Jace does, and you think, Jesus Christ, what's happened here?
Oh, mate, I'll be honest with you. You know, I did that this morning when I had a shower. I looked at myself totally naked in the mirror, and I went, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's these man breasts.
Yeah.
There's a little sort of pouch there. I mean, like you, mate, I'm not a big guy.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be morbidly obese.
No.
But I have a skinny kind of frame, but with just what I'd call pouches of fat.
That's the thing. Everything looks a little bit weird. If it looks different than what your ideal is, then it doesn't look great, does it?
No.
You know, you've got your balls. Now, you won't have this problem, Jess.
Yes.
But, you know, the way that gravity affects the breasts on a woman.
Are you talking man? On a woman, yes.
And that gravity, wants to introduce them to the ground. The same happens with a man's balls.
Yes.
Now, that is strange because it seems to affect the balls, the testicles, the scrotum, more than it affects the penis.
Yes.
You don't get to sort of 80 years old and all of a sudden you've got a 14-incher on you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do have about 3 foot of sack.
Yes. And can I just make the point too in terms of that ball undulation that you're talking about, the free fall of the balls, you add 26 degrees outside in there, you know, some really hot weather going on, Mike, and you've got some serious dangling action going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
And it's distressing, isn't it? It's like, I liken it to those people that get like those massive earrings.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what I mean? And the earlobe just starts to stretch out.
That's right.
Until you get a flap of air that looks like a cow's vagina. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
That's
just
right.
flapping around there. It's the same that happens with the testicles. And as far as I'm aware of, I'm not aware of any ball tightening cream.
No.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Maybe
we get some R&D going on that, some research and development going on that with this money that's going to come in.
Yeah, quite
but
possibly.
I tell you what I did here. I listened to a podcast. They started selling deodorant for your taint.
For your what, sorry?
Your taint, the space between your balls and your anus.
Oh, the perineum?
Yeah.
Right.
Deodorant for that. So this is the thing. Like when we were younger men, Jase.
Yes.
Even when I started, I remember distinctly when I started working in film, the boss saying, you know, you could moisturise. Some of my mates moisturise and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
So that's...
You're talking about their face, not their perineum.
That's right. But that's inside 20 years ago where men did not have any products at all, except for deodorant, if you were lucky.
Look, mate, I made the point to you, I think, in a previous podcast. My dad's, you know, getting towards 80. He's never worn sunscreen in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Not once, mate.
No.
And he was the sort of guy that would walk around... in the blaring sun all summer long with no shirt on.
Sure.
And it'd just be this rich, deep, mahogany sort of ruby red.
I remember that.
I mean, as I said at the time, they're cutting bits out of them now because of it. But, you know, it was that old school,
we look
you
great.
Don't put shit on your skin.
No, that's right. But now, of course, it's moisturising. It's exfoliating. It's, you know, I think they've got some kind of a tightening spray thingy. But there's all sorts of, it's everything that a woman does, barring the sort of the makeup.
Yes.
A man now has to pour their money into. And, you know, it seems like it is a massive waste of money.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Well, yes, I do think.
I mean, how much of an improvement is it actually making?
Exactly. I don't think it's making any improvement at all. And look, you know, that's what I say. The flip side of getting older is you reach a point where you just simply don't give a shit anymore.
Well, at what point?
My wife... She might look at me now and be physically repulsed.
Yeah, and how can she not be?
How could she not be? I mean, she saw me in the shower today. Why do you think I turn the lights out when I make love, Mike?
Well, you know when you look at these guys and they've got those big earrings that you talk about and sometimes they haven't got the money, and you look at them and you go, you know, that's fine for you, mate. You don't have to look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is repulsive for me to have to look at your big gaping hole.
Hole that's just flapping around
that's
in
right.
the Wellington
Are you
going
to do something about that? So our wives also looking at our pendulous balls.
Yes.
Thinking, are you going to do something with that?
Oh, my wife won't look at them.
No.
She can't look at them. I mean, seriously, mate, she'd throw up in her mouth if she saw them in reality. And like I say, that's why I turn the lights out when I make love.
Right. To her.
Yes. To her. But, Jess, I think, you know, as Mike said, I don't think it works.
No.
I think give in.
I think so.
I think
because
throw in the towel. Just
What are you hoping to look like? If you're 41, are you hoping to look 39? If you're 53, are you hoping to look 48? If you're 70, are you hoping to look 65? You're fucking old.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, there is the option of surgery, of course.
Oh well, now surgery works.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
I'd save my money on all this moisturising and all that rubbish.
Yeah, and then just put it towards just a massive
bit
of plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Botox stuff. Now, when you first got...
Just a tightening up.
Yeah, when you first got the Botox.
Yeah.
Was that something you were scared of, or...?
Oh, no, I wasn't scared. You know, I was still at that point where I cared how I looked.
Yeah.
But what I did find disconcerting is the lack of movement.
Mm.
In the area, say, in my forehead and in my cheekbones where I got it done, I couldn't move. It doesn't move.
Right.
It's like, literally, it's... You've got like some sort of glue that's been squirted into your face that then hardens and just sits
there. Right.
And the problem with Botox that I've found is that you have these tight little areas that you Botox whilst the rest of the skin around your face collapses.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it looks even worse.
Yeah.
It looks even worse than if you didn't Botox.
But the solution then is that you need to Botox all of those other areas.
Yeah, well, essentially what you've got to do is you've got to squirt, like, you know those Sally's No More gaps?
Yeah.
You need that kind of amount in your face for it to actually work.
Yeah.
I mean, it does mean, of course, you don't smile or your expression never changes, but you've got that lovely smooth.
Yeah, that lovely sheen.
Yeah, lovely smooth skin.
Yeah, well, I mean, and you've just got to ask yourself what you prefer. You know, do you want to look like a human being? Or, you know, do you want to look like a mannequin? Which is essentially what you get with those facelifts.
Absolutely.
But it's better that, I mean, who wants to look old? I mean, imagine looking 41 if you're 41.
Yeah, nothing worse.
Fucking hell. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
So any tips on how to age gracefully like you two? You can't. You can actually, just stop caring. I've always told people how old I am. Jace?
Yep, same.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you need to start buying anti-aging face cream now? It's too late.
No.
You should have started when you were really, really young.
You got to be in your sort of late teens, early 20s.
Now, I do know that in America, the African-American, I listened to a Bill Burr podcast, and he's married to an African-American woman. And when they got together, he was amazed by how much lotion she'd put on.
Yes.
And apparently that's very common. So he's been doing the same thing. Well, he's 53. He looks 47.
Right.
So that's quite good. But the trouble is, it's too late. Like, you start looking for all these things when the horse is bolted.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot turn back the hands of time.
Yeah.
They are wound but once, Jase.
Yes, exactly, mate. So, look, Jess, I think in answer to your question, I think we've addressed all those issues, really. Mm-hmm. And just be happy with who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Work on your shit personality.
Yeah, yeah, or get surgery.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing. Just get a couple of things.
Butt lift.
All that sort of stuff. Moving on now, we've got another bit of advice. Well, not, we haven't got advice, someone asking our advice. It's time for a bit of...
I think she's cheating on me.
It's relationship advice with Jase and Mike.
Hey boys, I found myself in a situation and could use some advice. I've been dating my girlfriend for 7 months now and just spent the Christmas with her family at a beautiful ski-out chalet in the Canadian Rocky Mountains. Her parents fronted the bill for the whole thing. Accommodation, ski tickets, ski-do hire one day, food, beers, the lot. I felt really uneasy about this whole thing and truthfully would have contributed if I could, but I'm working on a farm over here for the experience and have had to sacrifice any semblance of an income to do so. $20,000 Christmas vacations are just not on my budget. It's left me feeling like a real freeloading piece of shit, and I'm looking at my girlfriend and her brothers as somewhat spoiled children for not chipping in too. Am I just being ungrateful and creating my problems in an otherwise ideal situation, or should I not be accepting handouts from these people? Any help accepted. Love the podcast. Just kidding, it sucks. I don't think we have a name there, do we? But there you go, Mike. Well, obviously a very conscientious young man.
Well, I know that came in over the Instagram. And,
right, okay.
I apologise for cutting off his name there. But, yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And what I like about this guy is he will be successful.
Yes.
Because he's not a bludger.
No.
You know, he has trouble accepting charity. Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Indeed.
And there's a lot of truth in that. And I like the fact that you've got concerns about this, that you wanted to pitch in for meals and things. I find it interesting that you're working on a farm for the experience. For the experience of what? Working on a farm?
I guess so. Unless he wants to be a farmer.
Yeah, I mean, you've had to go over to Canada for that.
Is it one of those exchange things?
Yeah, maybe
you know,
it is.
Maybe sort of you go over there and they put you up and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of chuck a few hay bales to pay your way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's left him feeling, well, I mean, you could do it here and you get paid for it, but anyway, it's left me feeling like a freeloading piece of shit, and I'm looking at my girlfriend and her brothers and I don't like them. Yeah, I mean, you are a freeloading piece of shit.
Yeah.
Let's be quite clear. You're getting something for nothing, and you're completely unable to pay. And it's your girlfriend's. I mean, it doesn't really get more freeloading than this.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What I find really interesting about it, Mike, is, you know, that he's going, oh, I feel terrible about not contributing to this. But then he goes on to say, not that I could anyway.
No,
you know what I mean. Well, it's, you know, what a bleaty, moany bastard.
If you want to if you want to be able to contribute, get a better job.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe lift your game in that. You know, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you can fall into the habit of that.
Oh,
for example, you know, like with my wife and I go out with her father for dinner.
Bludgeoning bastard, is he?
Yeah, I'm always but you know what I mean. And he, for many, many years, would pay.
Right.
And I always used to say to him, hey, I won't say the name, you know, can I contribute to that? You know, we'll split the bill. Or No, Jace, you're all right, mate. Mm. And I'll be honest, mate, initially I was like, okay, sweet. You know what I mean? But now, and I realised that the only way that I could actually change that was to say to him and his partner, I'm taking you out to dinner.
Yes.
My wife and I are taking you out to dinner. And that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm paying. End of story. Because and then you get into that ridiculous scenario, which is extremely painful, particularly if there's a large group of you where everyone's going, will you split the bill?
Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh, okay, I'll pay. And then you're working it out. And, you have? Mike? You had the prawn cocktail, Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just gets ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we go out, we either pay for it or, you know, you just split something. You know, if there's three couples and you split it three ways.
Yes.
There's no, you had this, you had that, you know, I haven't been drinking.
Yes.
So I'm not paying for any of the piss. It's just, it ebbs and flows, you know. So you're going to get that. And this is the thing with you, mate. It ebbs and flows. You're being a bludgeoning bastard at the moment. But down the line, when you get married, and it won't be to this girl, you're still young, you know, this relationship's going to end in tears. You know, you'll probably end up cheating with somebody else working on the farm.
Well, you know, and let's be honest, mate, one of the things that could happen by what we're getting from this Insta is that, you know, his parents may be saying to their daughter, you got to get rid of this loser.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't contribute anything to this.
Yeah, he didn't reach into his pocket.
I mean, what sort of cheap bastard are you running with here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, is that what you want for your life, Louise?
Yeah, that's right.
Some cheap bastard that just bludges off the rest of us.
Who works for experience rather than cash.
Yeah. I mean,
when you work,
on a farm,
you've got
Louise.
To work for cash.
Yes.
I always make sure that's part of the deal when I sign up for any job.
Yes.
But the thing is, you know, later in your life, you're going to get the opportunity to be able to pay. And it's actually quite a nice feeling when that transition happens, you know.
Very much so.
So for you, Jace, early on, you got four young daughters.
Yes.
Getting a free meal out from your father-in-law, geez, that's a real treat.
It is.
And it would have felt good for him to be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think he resented it. And I think he often would speak to my wife on the quiet and say, it would be really nice for Jace to contribute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be paying for the meals every time.
Yeah.
Which is actually why we ended up, you know, saying to them, look, we'll take you out for dinner.
Sure.
You know, and in fairness, that was 20 years later.
Yeah.
That I decided to do that.
Yeah.
But no, I think he resented it greatly.
Right.
And it added to a bit of conflict between my wife and I because...
Well, she was always going out for dinner with him and you had to stay home.
Yeah.
But then you'd turn up at the restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But what you're saying about my daughters, I mean, they still haven't paid. Oh, actually, that's a lie. One of my Christmas presents this year from one of my lovely girls was a dinner for my wife and I.
Oh.
All paid for, ready to go.
Really?
In town here, so we'll be doing that. Actually, that's just reminding me I might do that tonight.
Oh, that's bloody good, isn't it? So that's nice. That's a good gift.
Yes. You know, and I do remember actually in my youth with one of my ex-partners, her father had an extensive wine cellar.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm talking
a
proper wine cellar downstairs under the house set up and with temperature monitored.
Cellars are always downstairs, aren't they? Yeah. Why is that?
And, you know, everything was temperature moderated and stuff like that.
Right, and you just bowed down there fucking go.
Oh, we just hoed in, mate. I would hate to think of the amount of wines my girlfriend and I drank from that cellar.
And not appreciated.
You know,
really?
No, and we'd go and look after the house while they were away. You know, and I can imagine him coming back and just perusing his wine cellar going, Jesus Christ.
It's a funny thing that, isn't it? And, you know, and we used to, you know, used to rob your mate's parents and your own parents of their,
well,
you know,
I only
their liquor cabinet.
I only used to visit my dad to drink his beer.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is that still the case?
Yeah, well, no, he tends to come over to my house and drink my beer.
Right. But, you know, you'd go into people's liquor cabinets and you'd make rocket fuel, bit of this, bit of that, bit of the other.
Yeah.
And then just top things up with water. And it's like, I was thinking, if somebody had topped my vodka up with water, I'd know it pretty quick.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, I think, they knew, didn't they? I think your parents must have known.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But look, sorry we don't have your name, but frankly, you are a freeloader. You are a bit of a loser. I think her parents will probably be talking to her about that. I don't see the relationship lasting. I think you need to get a proper job so that if that occasion ever comes up again, that you actually can contribute properly. Your thoughts, mate?
I agree 100%. I mean, you're complaining about, you know, them paying for the whole thing. You went out on a skidoo one day.
Oh, I mean, skidoo. That's yeah. Right. Right.
You know, they pay for the accommodation, the ski tickets, the skidoo, the food, the beers. You didn't have to drink beers, mate.
No. You could have said, "Just look, yeah, I'll just have a lemonade."
I don't feel comfortable drinking on your credit card, mate.
You've done enough for me already. I'll have a water.
Yeah, I'm exhausted from a day skidooing.
Yeah, been skidooing.
But
all day.
You guzzled it down, didn't you? Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
I think it's just easier if you get out of the relationship at that point. But get in before she says something to you.
Yeah.
Real shame, mate.
Yeah, but thanks for the. Thanks for sending that in. It's been a pleasure helping you out.
Is that dog doing a shit on my lawn?
Pet advice with Jason Mike.
Hi guys, 27-year-old male here. I have just started seeing a new girl who is extremely high quality, smart, attractive, and feminine.
I like that. Can I just make the point? I love
femininity. Woman. Yeah, yeah. I do too.
I'm one of those. People say to me, what do you find most attractive about women, or what's the most attractive feature in a woman? Femininity.
It's right up there for me because, you know, they can be extremely high quality, smart, attractive, and masculine.
And masculine,
I'm like,
It's,
you know, she got big hands, she's always slapping you on the back and giving you dead arms.
Giving
and
you a pat on the ass.
Yeah, that's right. And look, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely.
It's just not for me.
Yes, each to their own.
Yeah, that's right. So in this example, she's extremely high quality. She's smart, attractive, and feminine. She's the full package.
Yeah, okay.
She is, however, a little scared of my dog. I have a 4-year-old Rottweiler who is very smart and well-behaved, but is aggressive. I think she understands this, but is still apprehensive. An option my flatmates have thrown at me would be to have the dog put down. What are your thoughts on this? Bear in mind, I love my dog, but this woman is extremely attractive. And that's regards Stan on the Instagram. Just as a side note now, and it's too late, but I think the other guy was Cameron.
Oh, Cameron, okay.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, good stuff, Cameron. Hey, look, can I just boil this down to its essence, Mike?
Mm.
Do I shoot my dog to keep the girl?
Yeah.
That's really what Stan on the – oh, sorry –
Stan.
Stan is asking us here, do I need to shoot my dog to keep this extremely attractive feminine girlfriend?
Yeah.
What a dilemma.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, what's the life expectancy of a Rottweiler anyway?
I think you're looking 13, 14 years.
Oh, is it that much?
Yeah, yeah. They're a solid dog, the Rottie. And I can understand where she's coming from. They're a very intimidating dog.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly if they're aggressive.
Oh,
a Rottie, you've got a Rottie growling at you, mate. It'll put the wind up.
No, I agree. There's not too many dogs that are scarier than a fired-up Rottie.
Yes.
But he's 27. You know, so he's starting to get to that age, really, isn't he? Where, you know, you're possibly thinking about, less of your less meaningful relationships, and you're starting to think, you know, I have to start thinking long term.
Yeah.
You know, so if she's ticking boxes, then maybe you need to make some allowances in places that you otherwise wouldn't have, or previously wouldn't have. You know, previously would have said, will I kill my dog? Probably not.
Yeah.
But now, maybe.
Yeah, and I've got to wonder, what a powerful message it would be to her were she to look out the kitchen window and see you take your roddy out, you know, with a 303 for you, my love. Boom.
Well, that's, I tell you what. You know, imagine this. Valentine's Day. You know, she wakes up in the morning. There's a bed of rose petals going all the way from the bed to the back door. You know, you lead her out there, you get her to the back door, you just put a blindfold. Just put a blindfold on and lead her out the back. And you tell her, just stand here. She can feel the moist grass underfoot.
Yes. Maybe a few tui in the trees.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You let go of her hand. She reaches for you. You tell her, I'll be back in a moment. You can hear my voice. And then you tell her, on the count of three, take off the blindfold. Then 3, 2, 1, she removes the blindfold. You're sitting up in a tree with your Rottweiler. There's a noose around its neck, and you push it out of the tree.
Wow. That is a hell of a, what a gesture.
And you go, Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
I've booked us into Musashi later on tonight, by the way. Wow. What a gesture, Mike.
I know, and that will just tell her, wow.
This guy's committed.
This guy's a keeper.
Yeah. But it is a dilemma, isn't it? Because we love our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
We do.
I mean, there is, of course, there's the option that you maybe work with her and the dog to, you know, sort of figure out the relationship.
It's a lot of work.
That seems a lot of work. That's a lot of work, Stan. And, you know, you'd probably have to go to a training school. She'd have to probably go along with you. It is a lot of work. And as Mike makes a very good point, you're 27 years old. And that's just that point in life, really, isn't it? Where you're
really
beginning to start going, look, I need to take life seriously.
How many good ones are going to come along?
Exactly. And so you found, as you say, she's smart, attractive, and feminine. She is the full package.
Yeah.
And at the end here, you say she is extremely attractive.
Yeah.
Well,
the fact that you're even considering it, she must be an absolute stunner.
Yeah, I'm thinking
because I'm thinking about, you know, our dog.
Tinker.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't. But, I mean, my wife had the dog when we met.
Yeah.
You know, so it would have been weird if I killed her dog.
Yes. Yeah, particularly on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. You know, that wouldn't have been seen as kind of gesture if I was sacrificing her dog.
Yes.
For our relationship.
Yeah.
Sacrificing my dog, sure. I don't know. It's
Look, to be honest with you, I think we've sort of answered it really, haven't we? I mean, I don't think there's any question what he's going to do here, Stan.
Yeah.
It actually becomes more of an issue of how does he do it.
Thank you. Because there are other ways. You can go the needle. It is, you know, my mother, dog lover, we've had dogs all of our lives. She had a dog, a griffin.
Yes.
Those dogs that made famous from the movie As Good As It Gets.
Yes.
Now, that dog didn't stop barking. It was actually like our bird, Cocky.
Yeah.
Remember Cocky?
Yes, I do.
Picked out its feathers.
Yes, I do remember Cocky.
I'm starting to think we weren't good pet owners.
No.
And that dog wouldn't stop barking, so she had to move to Australia because she was looking to retire. So she moved to Australia to get some better paying nursing jobs. And no one would take her dog.
Yeah.
No, you know, no one.
Because it just barked its ass off all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it was older, I suppose.
Yeah, it was older. So, you know, she just finished it off with a spade.
She's a hard woman, your mum, wasn't she? What with the fat shaming and the... Well, you know, and I mentioned my uncle before on the farm. Mate, you know, when they'd have farm dogs all, you know, that would be of service to them for years and years and years, you know, and they just take him out the back there. It's time for old Bruce to go out the back paddock. Bang.
Yeah, without a second thought.
I mean, Stan could find another home for it, I suppose.
Yeah. But then he's sitting at home, isn't he? He's had an argument with his missus, and he's thinking, is it too late for me to go and get my dog back?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a lot. Maybe my missus could find somewhere else to live.
Yeah. There's a lot of admin with finding another home, particularly when it's old and it's obviously got some aggressive tendencies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tell you what, they're always looking for dogs for those dog fights.
Right, yeah.
You know how they go around.
You can make a bit of money on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're always going around neighbourhoods and stealing, you know, sort of generally sort of bait dogs.
Yes.
So they can just, you know, that their pitties can just rip to shreds. But they do actually need dogs for the actual fights. And those Roddy V pit bull.
Oh, that's a hell of a battle.
That's your main title. Your main fight card, that one. So, you know, if this one has got tendencies, could make a name for itself.
Could.
On the underground dog fighting scene. So that's an option.
I think in essence what we're saying, Stan, is for God's sake, don't lose the smart, attractive and feminine girlfriend who is the full package and extremely attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, dogs come and go. Yeah, I mean, they've got a life expectancy, you know, as Joseph was saying, about 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
Women can live up to 70, 80 years.
Well, that's right. So there you go. Hey, but what a really good question, Stan.
Great.
You know, and we really appreciate you sending it in, man. We really do. That's great. And let us know how you get on.
Yeah.
And what you decide.
Yeah.
Because we want to know.
Yeah.
And just to all of our listeners out there, please keep it coming in. Keep it rolling in. Keep your feedback coming in because we do look at it. We do read it. We do try to address it. And that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, Mike, what the fuck are we doing?
What's the point?
What's the point of anything?
And things have been going really well. The numbers are climbing. You know, word's getting out about the great advice that Jason and I are offering here. You know, people are getting a lot out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, get in touch with us on the Instagram, All Talk with Jason Mike, also on the email, alltalkwithjasonmike@gmail.com. And just jump on our Instagram there. I'm going to upload this latest photo from our friend Captain Nancy.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Lovely photo. Where she's written sicko.
Sicko.
On the bit of paper there. And just let us know if you think it's real or not. And we'll sort of take your lead a little bit there. I think, you know, Jason, I think maybe we go back to Captain Nancy. I'm not sure that I need to give her my passport to receive a package.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before.
No, neither have I. So we need to address that.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Let me know how you get on.
Yeah, mate.
Good stuff.
All right.
Hey, look, thanks for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Hope your 2021 has got off to a fantastic start. We'll be back again. Same time next week. Keep listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.